In the parable of the seeds, Jesus speaks about the seeds as though they are sown in our hearts. And for that reason, I want to focus today on the desires of our hearts, the movements of our hearts. We're going to go into our hearts and look at the ways that God is moving and shaping us and helping us to understand his ways. And this is why this is important. Since the beginning, God created us. He created us with our desires and our inclinations. He made us in such a way that through the very nature of who each and every one of us are, we would glorify him and come to recognize him in the way we live. And for that reason, if we take that time to really listen to our hearts and cultivate the desires that God planted there, then we can come to know him and to live a life that's more fruitful, more full, more lively, more energetic, more hopeful, all the good things that God wants from us. But we have to listen to the heart. And so as we listen, there's lots of different ways in which we can listen to our hearts, but most of it comes through silence. My favorite example comes from the second book of Kings, in which Elijah goes on Mount Horeb, and as he's up on Mount Horeb, God says, I'm going to pass by. But God was not in the fire or the storm or the thunderstorm or the earthquake, all the big massive events. He was in the whispering silence. And it's in that way that we have to listen in silence to our hearts. Jesus gave us a parable today that really describes what I mean by that. If we think of our hearts as the land, the place where the seeds are sown, and that God is the sower of seeds, he gives us everything, then we can also recognize that we can cultivate our hearts. And by cultivating our hearts, we change the nature of how we listen. If we want our hearts to be hardened to the point where we say, this is what I want and nothing else will work, we are like the path where we sow seeds without realizing they are not going to grow, and all the other things we desire more come and eat the seed before it even has a chance to grow. The desires that God planted in our hearts, the good things he wants from us, will never cultivate. They will never grow. We have chosen not to. We've hardened our hearts against them. The same thing works with the second soil was... I lost it. Oh, well. Well, the third one is the thorns. The same idea works, where if we throw seeds in the midst of all the different things in our lives, the cares and concerns, then what's going to happen? All the other things in life are so much more exciting than God's ways. And they're like the thorns. They're going to rise up and we're going to grow them because they look great. They're fun, they're exciting, they're enjoyable to us, but they won't ever bear fruit, like weeds in our garden. The same parable Jesus tells at another place, in which he said, this farmer went out to sow wheat, and after sowing wheat, his rival came and sowed weeds in his field. Well, what is he going to do about that? He's going to let them grow together. The same thing works for us. Even though we have lots of cares and concerns, we have all these other distractions in our lives, we have to let them grow so that we can see what they look like. We have to know the difference between God's gifts and the weird things of the world that are challenging us. And by doing so, when the time comes and we can recognize the difference, we pick the ones we like. We pick the ones that are God, not the ones that are the weeds. The last one is where we want to be. We want to be in a place of good soil, where we can cultivate the seeds, let them grow, come to fruition, and in that way recognize God's will in our lives. But how do we get there? That's the ultimate question. How do we let the seeds grow? Well, first of all, we have to recognize they're already there. And there's two wonderful images that help us recognize that God's seeds are already planted in our lives. The first one came from our first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. It said, as the rains come down and water the earth, so is it with God's will. His will be made known. He will not stop until his will is done. And in that way, we can recognize that even if we screw up and pick the wrong plant, the plant is still there. God still wants his will to be worked out in our lives. And so even if it withers a little bit or gets dry and crusty with dead leaves on it, it's still going to come back and grow because God planted it and he will make sure it comes to fruition. The other analogy or image comes from the second Eucharistic prayer, in which it said, as dew on the grass, so is the Holy Spirit upon us. They didn't know where dew came from. We now know, but that's a different story. But the image of dew, where we wake up in the morning and it's there, and then a few hours later, it's gone. That's the image of the Holy Spirit working with us too. that in this way, they're just there. And we can choose to acknowledge it or dismiss it, one or the other. So then it comes down to, how do we listen to our hearts? The desires are there. God's will is there. But how do we listen? We listen in silence. We spend time cultivating a sense of what our desires are. And then, once we have a sense of what one of those desires might be, we run with it. We let it grow. We cultivate it. Because we could just not take care of the seeds and say, okay, you figure it out. They're not going to grow, though. We know that. They have to be watered. They have to be cared for. And, you know, we may pick one, a desire, and it grows a little bit, and then we go, oh, that's not what I wanted. Take it out, start with a new seed, and keep going. God will help us. He will make His will known. His seeds will grow. We don't have to worry about that. And, you know, you may be thinking this is ridiculous. I know I have evil thoughts in my heart. I know there are things I should not be doing. Well, there, you just listen to your heart. You know what they are. Awesome. Sweet, we're already in a good starting point. That's why we have to take this route. We take one of silence, we take one where we start with a seed, let it grow, keep reflecting on it. Is it bringing me joy, peace, security? Is it bringing me happiness? Is it bringing me self-control? Is it bringing me closer to God? If it is, great, keep growing it. If it brings me anger, frustration, evil thoughts, strange desires, well then, pull it out. It's not going to lead you to good fruit anyways. Why do you want it? And as we keep reflecting and listening to the movements of our heart, we're also listening to the movements of the Spirit and cultivating our lives on God. Because that is ultimately what we want. We want God's will in our life because it brings us good things. And as we keep listening and keep growing the plants and keep reflecting, we'll get there. We'll notice over time the difference between the weeds and the wheat, the good things and the bad things, and we'll come to know our God much more fully.